In today's episode, I'm going to talk about a procedure known as rotation plasty. I don't know how you pronounce it exactly. And I'm just discovering this procedure for the first time today as I'm recording this. So I hope you guys find this episode really good and really fascinating. But with that being said, let's actually get on with today's episode, shall we? Hello everybody, happy new year. Hope you're all doing well. Hope you're having a great day so far. Hope you celebrate the new year in good fashion. If you guys don't mind, please remember to like, subscribe and comment. Helps a bunch, really shows your support and really helps my channel out along the way. Okay, so this surgery, like I said, is called rotation plasty. And it's typically performed on people who have bone cancer near the knee. Rotation plasty, also known as Van Ness, is a surgery to amputate the middle part of your leg when there is a tumour near your knee, the Cleveland Clinic explains. It continues on to say, your surgeon rotates the lower section of your leg, shin bone, ankle and foot, 180 degrees, so your foot points backwards. So what happens is, they reattach it to your remaining thigh bone. The ankle serves as a replacement knee joint. You wear a prosthetic artificial limb on your foot. Generally speaking, a rotation plasty leaves you with greater function than you would have with a standard amputation. There is a video showing what happens during the surgery, and it has been shared to Reddit. Yes, there is a little video on here, on this article from Ulilad, which explains what this procedure is and what happens during this procedure. I didn't want to record the video, I didn't want to play the video just because I think YouTube might probably copyright me or not and block my video or give me a copyright strike or whatever it may be. I didn't want to risk that, especially with a new channel, well, somewhat new channel. But if you are interested, there is a thread on Reddit, and this person right here, Past Directions 9145, I think it's the user who shared the video. So yeah, knock yourselves out if you want to know more about it, I guess. But I apologize for not showing the video on the article in my video, if that makes sense. The video echoes the ankle, mimics the knee's bending rotation, which is very helpful for amputees, particularly with the backwards ankle fitting perfectly into a prosthetic and gives more stability. We can do a lot of great stuff in terms of modern medicine. It's fascinating what we can do. I say we, but you know what I'm talking about. But there's still, like, so much out there that we don't actually know about. So that's why whenever I get the chance to learn about modern medicine, I'm always fascinated about it. I'm always amazed. I always want to tell other people what I've learned and see how they feel about it. You know, it's just one of those things. Like, if modern medicine comes up in a conversation and I got some information on the top of my brain that I can think of that would be relevant and fascinating to possibly discuss, then yeah, I'm going to bring this up because why the hell wouldn't you? So one person wrote, this is amazing because it's the most clever thing ever. And also, it looks like a goddamn shit post, but it's completely real. LMAO. Question, how someone even comes up with the surgery? Yeah, absolutely. That's always been a thought in my mind. Like, how do people come up with these names? Like, how do people come up with this sort of procedure as well? Like, that's always the fascinating part about modern medicine. It's like, how do you do this? Like, what goes through your mind when you discover something like this? Like, that's why I have so much respect for doctors and, you know, nurses and whatnot. I know they get a bad rep sometimes, especially in the UK, for the NHS and whatnot. But there's times where you're just gobsmacked over what they can do. And when it comes to surgery procedures, what's possible in 2024? Like, to me, it's just gobsmacking. If that's even a word, I don't know, but we're going to go with it anyway. Finally, in terms of comments, this person wrote, that's exactly what I think. Many times when I see such crazy technical surgeries, where do you get the knowledge from? How the fuck do you test your theory? I think for me, this is probably the most fascinating part about modern medicine. It's always the theory part. Okay, I got this idea. is a crazy idea. People might want to suspend my license because of this idea, but I think it's an idea that might work nonetheless. And then you explain it, you get some feedback, hopefully some good feedback, but probably not always good feedback. And you're left with some people scratching their heads like, what the hell are you on about? How the hell are we going to perform a procedure such as this? Are you out of your mind? Do you not know the risks involved, and so on and so forth? Sometimes the most craziest ideas can actually work and can actually be a success. Even though some people might not like it, it can be still a success, even if it is a controversial idea. And here's some history for you guys as well. Well, the first rotationplasty procedure was performed all the way back in 1927 on a 12-year-old patient with tuberculosis. I think I got it right. If not, I do apologize. However, it wasn't until a Dutch doctor, Cornelius Pieter van Nes, came along in the 1950s that greater awareness was raised about the life-saving surgery. I personally feel like I learned a lot today with learning about this procedure for the first time, how it's done, when was the first time this procedure was actually done, how old was the patient, what year was it done, you know, etc, etc. I think it's cool to learn new things, especially when it comes to like modern medicine. I know a lot of people will probably be like, yeah, modern medicine, not really fascinated over that, not really interested. I skipped science at this sort of age, you know. Science was never my area of expertise when I was in school, you know, that sort of thing. And I can relate to that. Like, I did science when I was in school. We never got to choose the lessons that we wanted to do. We were just given like a timetable of like, yep, these are lessons for the year. Enjoy. But for the most part, I enjoyed science throughout the years I was in school. Even though it wasn't my favourite subject, I still quite enjoyed it. We didn't get to learn things like this, at least not to my knowledge anyway. We mostly played around with Bunsen burners and dissecting a pig's heart and all that weird stuff. But nonetheless, science is a very interesting topic when it's explained well and when it's explained in the right sort of way where people feel like they're not going to get overwhelmed or get a massive headache from it after the person is done explaining it, at least in my opinion anyway. And it just goes to show you, like, we might think we know everything about modern medicine for the most part. We might think we have an idea on modern medicine, but then there's information out there that is so rare and so new almost that when we find out about it, it completely destroys our brain in a good way. But I'm very fascinated to know what you guys think of this episode. Did you like the topic? Did you not like the topic? Are you fascinated about modern medicine? If so, what's your favorite part about learning about modern medicine? Did you know anything about this procedure? Rotationplasty, are you familiar with it in any sort of way? If so, then let me know your experience with it down below. But until next time, take care, have a good rest of your day, stay safe, and I'll see you guys soon. Bye-bye.